谢主席。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, what has happened around the candidate nominated by the NAM, we would like to express our regret. This shouldn't have happened, unfortunately. I would like to stress the following points. First of all, China stands firmly with the non-aligned movement. China supports the candidate nominated by the non-aligned movement. Secondly, China is extremely worried about the increasing politicization of the disarmament process. We are dismayed by the possible negative effect on the Biological Weapons Convention. At the same time, we are afraid that this will have a negative impact on the disarmament work in other areas, including the work of the CD at the beginning of next year. If we send out a boomerang, it will come back eventually. The third point I want to make, China would like to express its appreciation to all parties' efforts in order to achieve a consensus on this issue, to uphold the consensus, to uphold the tradition of consensus in this regard. However, we hope that this event will not constitute any precedent. Fourthly, on the question of election of vice chair and the chair, we believe it's necessary to have further discussions on these matters so as to improve further the relevant rules of procedure. In our view, the silence procedure only means the acceptance by all delegations of the candidates nominated by the relevant groups. The candidates accepted in the silence procedure are only chair designate and vice chair designate. They can engage in the preparation for the meetings. But this does not mean that they are already approved as chair and vice chair of the meeting. We hope that starting from next year, the chair and the vice chair, after they are approved by the silent procedure, after they are accepted by the silence procedure, still need to be officially approved by the meeting. This is not only a matter of formality. This is the way that we observe strictly the rules of the procedure. The majority of the international organizations also observe this procedure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.